Today's Daf HaShavua Shir in Yerushalmi Brachas is dedicated to the memory of Dora Bas Yisrael Silver Oleh HaShalom. It begins in the Oz of Hutter edition on Daf Mem Gimel Amud Aleph at the very top of the Amud with the words Yochel Yehei Mespal. In the Vilna edition, it is on Daf Chof Tes Amud Beis. We are in the middle of learning Hilchas Tfilah from Daniel. Begins the Gemara.
I would think that perhaps you're allowed to daven in any direction. Talmud Loimar. So we find there in the Pasuk in Daniel, V'chivin pesichin le be'alise neged Yerushalem, that the windows were open in the upper story where Daniel was, facing Yerushalayim. So we see that the direction that a person has to daven anywhere in the world is towards Yerushalayim. Yochel mishabol legoyle came. Perhaps tefillah was only made when Klal Yisrael came into Golis, that Daniel only davened in Golis, and the Yifei Mara explains that, as we're going to find on Amud Beis, and so we find in the Bavli as well, that the Tfilos of Shachas Mincha Maariv are keneged the korbanos, the tmidim that were brought. So I would think that they're a substitute for the korbanos. But at the time that you had a Beis Hamikdash and you had korbanos, then Klal Yisrael did not daven. Therefore, Talmud Loimer, the Pasuk says, Kol kibel dehave ovid min kadmas dana, that Daniel did exactly the same as he used to do. He did the same in Golis that he davened as he used to do in Eretz Yisrael before the destruction of the Beis Hamikdash. Yochel yeh mispal shloshim b'chol shoshe yirtza. I would think that he could say Shachas Mincha Maariv at any time that he pleases. Explains the Pnei Moshe that although we've already learned from Daniel on Mem Beis Amud Beis that you cannot do them Ritzufin, one right after the other, but perhaps a person can decide to do all three at Mincha time, or all three at Maariv time, all three at Shachar's time, not one right after the other with a space of a half an hour in between. A person could do two in the morning, one in the afternoon. That it's up to the person to decide when he's going to mispal these three tefillos. Kfar Pirush David, on this already, we find that David HaMelech tells us, Erev Uvoiker V'Tzorayim, that there's three times a day, at night, in the morning, and in the afternoon, Asicha, I will daven, Ve'emo, I will moan, V'yishma Kolim, the Rabbi Shalom will hear my voice. So we see that not only are you not allowed to say all three tefillahs one right after the other, but in fact, each tefillah has its own specific zman. Continues the Gemara, Yochol Yehei Magbia Koyloi Umispalol. I would think that perhaps the one who's davening Shemayna Esrei should raise his voice. The Chredim brings the Rajba who says, Sheyishma Chaveir Sheetzloi Dvorav, that your friend who's standing next to you should be able to hear what you're saying. Pirush B'Chana, we find by the Tefillah of Chana in the story at the beginning of Shmuel with Eli HaKoyen, the Pasuk says, V'chana hi medaberes alibo, that Chana was speaking to her heart. In other words, that someone standing right next to her would not be able to hear her. Yochel yehei maharer belev. I would think that perhaps, as the Rajba says, that if a person's not able to hear himself davening, even if he's moving his lips, that has a halacha of hearer, and perhaps all you're mechuyev to do is be mahar in tefillah. Talmud Loimer, raks vaseha nois. Her lips, only her lips were moving. Haketzad. So how is this possible? Marchish besif soisav. The person whispers with his lips. In other words, he doesn't do it loud enough that his friend hears. On the other hand, he himself is able to hear in a whisper what he is davening. Amar Rabbi Yosi Bar Chanina. Rabbi Yosi Bar Chanina said, Min haposuk hazeh, from this posuk, this is the posuk in Shmuel Aleph, Perek Aleph, posuk Yud Gimel, V'chana hi medaberes al libo, rak svaseh al nois, v'koilo lo yishoma, v'yechishiveo eili lishikura. From these four parts of the posuk, we in fact learn four different halachas. Min ha-pasuk hazeh, at lamed arba dvorim, you learn four dinim. V'chana hi medaber saliba. From that part of the pasuk, we learn mikan, shehatfila tzricha kavana, as the Pnei Moshe explains, that aliba means bekavana sliba. She had kavana while she was davening. So from here we learn out that tefillah requires kavana. From the part of the pasuk, raksva seon noise, only her lips were moving, mikan, shehu tzorech laharchish b'svasa. From here we learn out you have to whisper with your lips. Then the pasuk says, v'koyla lo yishama, her voice was not heard, mikan shelo yehi adam magbias koyla v'yispal, that a person should not raise his voice and daven. It's interesting to note that in the Gemara previously, we learned it from a combination of aliba and raksva sound noise. From those two, we learned on the one hand, you can't say it loud because it's aliba. On the other hand, you have to hear somewhat in a whisper. Otherwise, it's considered hearer. Together, we learned the halacha that you're not supposed to be makbia koyla umispal. Here, the Gemara is learning out that you're not supposed to be makbia koyla umispal from the explicit words of the pasuk by Chana, v'koyla lo yishama. And finally, for the last part of the pasuk by Shavea, Eli lishikura. Eli thought that she is shikur. Mikan, from here we learn out, shashikur also is baal. Why? As Meforshim explained, because the pasuk continues there in Shmuel Aleph to tell us that Eli chastised her why she was a shikura, and he told her, remove the wine from yourself and become sober. And this is put next to the halachas of tefillah that we learn out from Chana. So from the juxtaposition of the psukim, the Gemara understands that from here we learn out a halacha that someone who is shikur would be usur to be mispal. This is a fourth halacha in Hilchas Tefillah. This is what Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina learned out the four dinim from the four parts of this pasuk. Continues the Gemara, Milsa dechanan barbo pligi. From the following statement by Chanan barbo, we see that he argues. Now, what does he argue on? We have here a machlokes between the Charedim and the Pnei Moshe. First, we'll learn the Gemara according to the Charedim, and then we will speak out the Pnei Moshe. So, the Charedim says, in Divri Amaschel Milsa de Chanan Pliga, says the Charedim, the second line in the right-hand column, Ahod de Amr Le'il de Lo Yagbiya Koyle. He's arguing on what we have just learned before, that a person who's davening Shemayna Esrei, which we call the Shtila Shemayna Esrei, the quiet Shemayna Esrei that's not said out loud, as is the Shliach Tzibur's Chazoras Hashatz, which is said out loud, that Shemayna Esrei, we learned, should not be said b'kol. His friend should not be able to hear what he's saying. On this, the statement that we're going to hear now from Chanan Barbo argues, continues the Gemara in the first wide line, the Chanan Barbo Omer L'Chavrayach, Chanan Barbo said to his friends, his fellow Talmid Chachamim, Neimer L'Choy Milsa Tafsa, I would like to tell you a very good inyan, the chumis that I saw l'Rav Ovid that Rav was doing. Va'amarta kume Shmuel, I said over what Rav did in front of Shmuel, v'kam, and he got up, v'nafshke al pume, and he kissed me on my lips. He was so in the spoil, he was so astounded with the pshat, with the action that I reported that Rav had done. What did Rav do? I saw that Baruch Atah Shoyche, that when it came to Shemayna Esrei with the words Baruch Atah, he would bow down. Bo Lahasker Hashem. And then when he wanted to say Hashem's name, before he said Hashem's name, Zoykev, he would bring himself straight upright. Says the Charedim in the third line on in the right-hand column on top. How do we know this? And the Rosh Cirillo goes with the same shot, as we'll see in a moment. Chanan Barbo was able to hear Rav davening, says the Charedim. Shaharei Hayed, He testified, he gave testimony, he saw Rav bowing down by Baruch, and before saying Hashem's name, he brought himself straight up. So from this it would indicate that he heard Rav davening. And the Charedim continues, "Umay dechsiv v'koil lo yishama." We brought a raya from Chana. It says that no one could hear her voice. That was machmas duchka v'tzar libo oisa. It's not because the halacha is as what Chana did. We don't learn out of halacha from there that you shouldn't say the Tefillah Shemoneh Esrei loud. She did it because she had a lot of pain and anguish, and that caused her to speak to herself, that nobody should hear her pain. Ukamaroid lakaman, as we're going to find, that there were Amoroim who actually davened loud in the Shemoneh Esrei. If we look in the Rosh Cirillo, in the right-hand column, the last line, says the Rosh Cirillo, Devarek, even the Shoma l'Rav, Heichen have a since he heard where Rav bowed down and where Rav brought himself upright, so from that we see clearly that Rav enabled other people to hear what he was davening. So if not, how does Chanan Barbo know where Rav was up to in the Shemoneh Esrei if he didn't hear it? So how could he give this testimony? So from here we have a raya that Rav davened loud and that they argue on what we learned before, that Koilo lo yishama. So learns the Charedim and the Rosh Cirillo. However, if we look in the Pnei Moshe, on the left-hand column, the second short line, says the Pnei Moshe, Hai lav hachahu. This is not going on what we just learned about davening with a loud voice. Not like the Charedim, that it's going right back on the Gemara that we just learned. You know what this is going on, says the Pnei Moshe? Ubeperik kama, in the first perik of Brachas, Balacha Dalit, in the fourth Mishnah, Itmar, Hachi. This was learned there. Aha de Dorish Hasim, we call it Smoisei Tarmina, Hashem Michamaicha. Sha'af, Bahaskoras Hashem. That even when a person is mentioning HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name, his head has to be bowed down while he's reciting Hashem's name. That's what Chanan Barbo is arguing on until the end of the sugya. Why do we bring it here, says the Pnei Moshe? Because since we were bringing many halachas of tefillah, so we say, that halacha, which we learned in Perek Aleph, Mishnah Dalet, Chanan Barbo disagrees. He says you don't have to have your head down. Adarabi, your head should be upright before you say Hashem's name. Continues the Gemara, the third wide line, Shmuel Omar, Shmuel said, V'no, which means V'ano, and I, Amrit Taima, I'm going to say the reason why you should have your head upright before you say Hashem's name. Because the Pasuk says, Hashem Zaykev Kefufim, Hashem straightens out those who are bent. In other words, when you're saying the name of Hashem, that should already be a time when you're being bent in front of Hashem becomes upright, because that's the power of Hashem, that he can straighten out those who are bent. Amar Rav Ami, so Rav Ami said, Loi Mistavra, I don't accept that pshat that you should be upright before you say Hashem's name. No, while you're saying Hashem's name, your head should be down. Deloy Omar, what does the Pasuk say? Deloy Omar, Ella mipnei shmi nechesu. The Pasuk says that before my name, you should be humble. By bowing down, you're showing your humbleness to Hashem. So, as the Charedim says, in Divrei HaMaskil, Deloy Omar Kor El Mipnei Shmi Neches, Mashma Sheyikov Adam Bamiris Hashem, that a person should bow his head down when he's saying Hashem's name. That's what Pshat is. before my name. And that's when you're dealing with my name, you should be in a state of humbleness. I, says the Haredim, what about the pasuk that we just brought, Vahashem Zaykev Kefufim, ain't raya. That's not a raya that you should be upright when you say Hashem's name. The pasuk speaking about the praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not that he should bring his head and back upright in a straight position before mentioning Hashem's name, that when you mention Hashem's name, you should already be in an upright position. No, we learn from the pasuk, Mipnei Shmi Nechesu, that you should be before Hashem's name. You should be humble. You should be down. Amar Rav Avin continues the Gemara on the fourth wide line. Ilu haviksev bishmi niches. If it would have said, in my name, you should be humble. Bishmi nichesu haviyos. That would be correct. Lesksiv ela mipne shmi nichesu. But what does it say? It only says, before my name. What does that mean? Kaidim actually hiskur Hashem kfar nichesu, that before he mentioned Hashem's name, that was the time when he was in a state of being bent, bowed down, and humble, but not while he was saying Hashem's name. Continues the Gemara, and the Gemara will now cite several Amoraim who used to daven Shmoneh Esrei at times at least out loud. Rabbi Abba Bar Zavta Matzli Bekola, he used to daven the Shmoneh Esrei loud. And as the Pnei Moshe explains, he used to be noyeg, as we're going to see now, from Rav Yoina. Rav Yoina kat have a matzli b'knishta. When Rav Yoina would daven in a shul, have a matzli b'lechisha, he would daven quietly. Kat have a matzli b'beisa. But when he would daven in his house, have a matzli b'kola. He would daven with a loud voice. Ad the yelfun b'nei beis etzlus b'nei. Until the members of his household learned from him the nusach hatfilah. So the Rabbeinu Yoina, in explaining Rav Yoina here in the Gemara, understands it to mean that his kavana, Rav Yoina's kavana, was to daven b'koil because koil helps in the kavana. However, he apparently did this often, and he did it very loud, ad the alpha b'nei beis etzlus b'nei, to such an extent that it had an effect on the members of his household that they all learned the nusach of Shmoneh Esrei from him, even though that wasn't his intention. However, the Mordechai is goyris, not ad the elfin until they learned it, but kihechi the elfin. That was his actual intent, that by him saying it out loud, they should learn from him the nusach of Shmoneh Esrei. Avramur Rav Mana, said Rav Mana, ubnei beisa, the abba, the members of the household of my father, Yalfit Salusumenei, they also learned the Nusach of Tfilah. As the Pnei Moshe explains, Koloimer Kachoyanoye Gamken Abba, She Yilmedu Bnei Beisoy Atfilah Mimenu. So we see that all of these Amoroyim said the Shmoneh Esrei, at least when they daven b'yichidus, they said it out loud. And they held that Chana only said it quietly, not to learn a halacha from her, but rather because she had a lot of tsar and she was davening in a quiet way. But a person is allowed to daven out loud. Our minhag, of course, is that even when we're davening b'yichidus, we have the Shtulish Shmoneh Esrei, we do not say it out loud. Continues the Gemara, Me'echen Lomdu, that's like Me'echen Lomdu, Sholish Tfilis, the Pnei Moshe says, where did David and Daniel learn that there is such a concept of three Tfilos? Where did they see that there's an Indian of three Tfilos? So Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmeni, Omar, Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmeni says, "Keneged shloisha pamim shayoy mishtana ala brius." This corresponds to the three different changes that you have during a day. Bishachar, in the morning, tzorach adam loymer, a person has to say, "Moida nilu fanecha Hashem alikavu kavisai." I give thanks to you, my Hashem and the Shem of my forefathers, that you took me out from the darkness of night to show me the light of day. B'mincha, at mincha time, in the afternoon, sarach adam loimer, a person has to say, moidan liyufanecha shem lekai v'lekai v'sai, kishem shezachi sani lirois hachama b'mizrach, just like you gave me merit to see the sun rising in the east, kach zachisi, and the girsa of the shini neschois, and so we find in the Pnei Moshe, the last Pnei Moshe, the Gears is Kach Tizakeni, Liris B'Marav. Just like I was zoicha to see the sun rising in the east, I should be zoicha to see the end of the day when the sun sets in the west. Be'erev at night, Tzorach Loimer, he should ask Hashem, Yehi Ratzon L'fanecha, Hashem Alekai V'lekei V'sai, Kishem Sh'ayisi Ba'afela. Just like last night, I was in darkness, and this morning, Vaytzasani L'Oira, you brought me out to the light of day, Kach Taitzieni Ma'afela L'Oira. So tonight, I should be able to sleep through the night and rise in the morning from darkness to light. Now, the first Bir Halacha in the Sefer Mishnah Berurah says that a person should say these three Yehi Ratzons on a daily basis. The Lashon of the first Bir Halacha in the Mishnah Berurah on Sif Aleph in the Shulchan Aruch is Sheyehei Humoira Shachar Nochon Ma'od Lizor Loimer Koidim Kol Gimel Tfilis Hoidoas Hayehi Rotzen Hamavur Birushalmi Perik Tfilis HaShachar. The Mishnah Berurah is quoting our Yerushalmi here in the fourth Perik of Brachas, Perik Tfilis HaShachar. And he states that it's proper before davening each of the Tfilis Shachar's Mincha Marv to say the Yerutzen that we have learned here in the Yerushalmi. Dahainu continues the Bir Halacha, B'shachos moida ani l'fanecha Hashem alekai v'lekei avisai shehoitzes sani me'afel l'oira u'b'mincha moida ani shekishem shezichisani lirois kishachama b'mizrach kach zochisi liroisa b'marav. So we see that the nusach, the girsa that the Mishnah Berurah had in the Yerushalmi was the way we have it originally. Just like I was zoicha to see the sun rising, so I was zoicha to see the sun past noon in a trajectory towards Marav that it will eventually set, but I see it already in the Marav side, in the western side, not like the Shini Neschois and the Pnei Moshe, who say that the correct girsa is Kach tizakenu lirois b'marav. We should be zocha to see it. I should be zocha to see it in marav. In other words, completely setting, just like I saw the sunrise. And then the Bir Halacha concludes: Ba'arav is yiratzen kishem sheyisi b'afela voitzasani la'ira. Just like last night, I was in darkness, and this morning I came out to light. Kain taitzieni mi'afela la'ira the night. In the night that's coming, I should also be zoicha to come out of the darkness and into the light. The minig of Klal Yisrael is not that way. And until the Mishnah Berurah, we don't find in the poskim that they bring this inyan down of saying these Yehi Ratzons. Although we don't find the Bavli arguing on the Yerushalmi, the Yerushalmi is the one who tells us about these Yehi Ratzons, and yet the Olam and the poskim are not noyeg to say it. Reb Chaim Kanievsky Shlita is of the opinion that the Yerushalmi here is merely trying to tell us what the inyan of the three tfilos are, Shachris, Mincha, and Ma'ariv. And when a person daven Shachris, then he's thanking Hashem for bringing him me'afela la'ira. When he's davening mincha, then he is thanking Hashem that he saw the sun rising, and he's davening that he should be zoicha to see the sunset. And when he goes to sleep at night, and before that he davens ma'ariv, he is asking Hashem to let him again see the light of day tomorrow. So that's what the inyan of these tefillos are, but Chazal never meant, says Reb Chaim, that a person should actually have to say it, that there's a chiyuv to say these Yehi Ratzons. Continues the Gemara, Rav Shua ben Levi, Amar Tfilos me Avos Lamnim. They learned the three Tfilos from the Avos. Tfilos Hashachar Avram Avinu. They learned Tfilos Hashachar Avram because the Pasuk says, and we have the same thing in the Bavli, Vayashkem Avram Baboyker Elamachem Asher Amar Chom Afnei Hashem, that Avram got up in the morning to the place where he was standing in front of Hashem. Ve'ein Amida Ela Tfilo. When we use the word standing in front of Hashem, it means davening, Kemoda Tamer, as you find in the Pasuk, by Pinchas, by Yamad, Pinchas, by Paul. Pinchas stood up and he davened. Tfilas Mincha Yitzchak Avinu. We learned Mincha from Yitzchak. Vayetze Yitzchak Lasupasar. Yitzchak went out to speak in the field. Vayin Sichal Tfil. The word Sichal means davening. Kamada Tema, as we find in the Pasuk. Tfilal Onik Yatoiv. Vlufne Hashem Yishboich Sichoi. And in front of Hashem, he will pour out his speech. Tfilas Erev Miyakov Avinu. We learn Marer from Yaakov. It says Vayivka Bamakam Vayolan Shom. That he reached the place and he stayed there at night. The ein pegiya el tefillah. The word vayifka means that he davened there. Kamara Tamar, as we find in the pasuk, yifku no b'Hashem tzvok, is entreat Hashem, the Lord of hosts. V'omer, another pasuk, altisa b'adam rina utfillah, don't carry for them crying and prayer. Va'al tifka be, and don't entreat in me, says Hashem. So we see that the word tifka means tefillah. So from Avram we learn Shacharis, Yitzchak Mincha, and Yaakov we learn Marav. As we now turn to Daf Mem Gimel Amid Beis.
Rabbanan Amru, and the Rabbanan said that it's not from the different periods of the day or from the avos that we learned Shacharis Mincha Marav, but rather tefillos mitmidin gamru. The tefillos were learned, they were derived from the karbonis in the Beis HaMikdash, the tmidin. The Yifei Marav explains that the Gemara does not mean here that while the Beis HaMikdash stood, there were no tefillos. It was only when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed and there were no more karbonis that tefillos replaced the karbonis, because we have the Gemara Megillah Daf Yud Zayin Amid Beis in the Bavli, which states that the Anshei Knesset HaGedoyla, 120 of the Zekanim of the Sanhedrin, and some of them were in fact Nevi'im, they were the ones who established the Shemayna Esrei. And this was during Bayesheni. So the Yefeimar learns that the pshat is that while the Tmidim were ongoing, while the Beis HaMikdash was still in existence, the Sanhedrin saw that we can learn the chashivas of davening Shacharis Mincha Maariv from the example of the karbonis, as the Gemara now relates. Tfilas Hashachar mitamid shachar. We learn out the tefillah of Shacharis from the tamid that was brought in the morning, as sakevis echot hasam abayker, as we find in Chumash. Tfilas hamincha mitamid shobein arbaim. The tfilas hamincha was said because of the Talmud Shel Ben Arbaim that was brought in the afternoon. Vesa Keves Hasheni Tasa Ben Arbaim, as we find in the Pasuk, that the second Talmud should be brought Ben Arbaim. Tfilas Ha'erev Leimotsu Bamelet Loisa. But Mariv, they found no Talmud that they could say this Tfilah is connected that Talmud. Vishanu Oisa Stam. And that's why Marav was learned plain, as we saw in our Mishnah, Hadohu Taninan, Tfilas Ha'erev, Ein La Keva. Although the Mishnah said that Musav is Kol HaYoyim, and concerning Marav, it would have been then appropriate to have stated that Marav is all night, the terminology that the Mishnah uses is that Tfilas Ha'erev, Ein La Keva, it has no fixed time. And the reason it said it in that way and did not say that Marav can be done a whole night is because it was trying to allude that Marav has nothing fixed to it. There's no Korban Tamid that I can attach and derive Marav from that Korban Tamid. And that's why it was stated in the Mishnah in this terminology, Ein Lo Keva. Vishal Musaf and Kol HaYayim, that's what we learned in the Mishnah. The Musav is a whole day. Musav has a Keva.
It is fixed. It's established because it's connected. The musafim that were brought on Yom Tovim, on Rosh Chodesh, so there was a korban to derive from that korban the tefillah of musaf. But Marav did not have such a korban. Amar Rav Tanchuma, so Rav Tanchuma said, no. Oid hikavu oisa. They found something to be kaveya Marav keneged, and it did have a shachas to the tmidin. Keneged ichul evor muptorim. The Marav that one can say a whole night, that Shmoyne Esrei is connected the consumption of the limbs and the fats of the Tmidim. They were consumed on the Mizbeach the entire night. So even Marav, says Rav Tanchuma, did have a Makar, a Shaychus, to the Tmidim by the consumption, the ichul of Evor Mupatorim, the entire night on the Mizbeach. We've had here two main shitas of how we know Shachas Mincha and Marav. One is that we had an Amid Aleph from the Ovis, it was learnt, and here on Amid Beis we've had that Tfilos Mitmidin Gomru. The Bavli in Brachas of Chav Vav Amid Beis tells us that a filah, according to the Mandi Yomer, holds that it was learnt out from the Ovis, but we have to say that at the end it was linked to the Korbanos as well, because otherwise, says the Gemara, how would we have a tefillah of Musaf? We only have three Avos. Ein Korban LaAvos Ela Shloish. There's only three Avos, so how could we have a fourth tefillah of Musaf? So it must be that even according to that Mandi Yomer, at the end, he's Maida, that besides learning it also from the Avos, but it is derived from Korbanos as well, and therefore we can have a tefillah of Musaf, because there are korbanos of musaf on Yom Tovim and Rosh Chodeshim. Continues the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda Omer ad arba shois. The Gemara quotes the next part of the Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda argues, and he says that Tfilas Shachar is not till Chatzos, but it's until the fourth hour of the day. Says the Gemara, Medivrei Torah Lomed Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda learned, as the Chredim tells us, that Tomet Shel Shachar is until Arba Shois. That was learned from the Torah. Where in the Torah did Rabbi Yehuda learn this from? The Tani Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel learned. It says concerning the mon in Shmois, Perik Tazayin, Pasuk Chaf Aleph, Vayilketu Oisei Babayker Babayker. Every morning they would collect the mon, and the Pasuk concludes, V'cham HaShemesh V'namas. And then when the sun got hot, the mon melted. So says Rabbi Shmuel, V'cham HaShemesh V'namas, the mon melted. When did that happen? Barbo Shois, the fourth hour of the day, as the Chareinim points out, because before the fourth hour of the day, there is no warmth in the shaded parts, and even where the sun shines, it is not yet warmed up. However, in the fourth hour of the day, as we'll see later in the Gemara, where it's shady, it's still not warm. But v'cham hashemesh, in the parts of the earth where the sun shines, that part now, by the end of the fourth hour, that has become warmed up, and that is when the mon would melt. Ato oimer ba'arba shois. Do you say that this happened at the end of 4 hours? Oyena ela b'shei shois. Perhaps it happened at chatzos at the end of 6 hours. Kishu oimer kechoim hayoim. We find by Avram, when the Malachim came to Avram, it was kechoim hayoim. Harei sheish omer. That is speaking about the sixth hour. Because choim hayoim, as the Gemara will tell us shortly, that not only is the Shemesh Chaim, but the whole Yoim is Chaim, which means even if you're standing in the shade, it is already heated up. So we have Chom HaShemesh, that's the fourth hour. Chom HaYoim, where the tzeil is also hot, the whole day, everywhere it's hot, that is by the end of the sixth hour. Harei Sheish Omer Homani Mekayim Chom HaShemesh V'Nomas Ba'arba Shos, that's the end of the fourth hour. So now we've established that by the mon, it melted at the end of the fourth hour. Now we go one step further. Va'at Dorsh Ba'boiker Ba'boiker.
And now we learn biker. We're not referring to the pasuk in Shmais Tazayin Chaf Aleph Vayilkuto Aisoy biker. The Gemara here means we're going to make a gzeirah shava from the word biker, which is written concerning the Tamid Esakavis Echatase biker, to the Mon where it says Vayilkuto Aisoy biker. So we make a gzeirah shava, and we say that just like the boiker, which is stated legabi the mon, that's barba shaw, as that was the end of the fourth hour, as we learned before. So af ba boiker shenemer kan, so to the boiker that's said by the Talmud, that's also barba shaw is at the end of the fourth hour. So if tefillas hashachar is kineged the Talmud shel shachar, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's not just that shachris is till the end of the fourth hour, but in fact the Tamid Shel Shachar, according to Rabbi Yehuda, was only able to be brought till the end of the fourth hour, because we learned it from a Gzeira Shava. Ma'aba Boykut Shenemer Lahalim by the Mon Arba Shois, Afa Boykut Shenemer Kan by the Tamid Barboa Shois. And now the Gemara explains what we mentioned before. Barboa Shoin, at the fourth hour, Shim Shechamen, where the sun is shining on the earth, that place is hot. Vetula, but the shaded areas are still korer. They are not yet warmed up. They're cold. Bishitchoin, but in the sixth hour, then Shim Shechamen Vetula Chamen, then where the sun shines, it's hot, and the whole day is hot, meaning there's nowhere where it's not hot. Even Tula, even in the shade, it's also hot. And that's the Lashon by Avram, Kichoim Hayoim. Amar Rav Tanchuma, Ma'u Kichoim Hayoim. What does it mean, Kichoim Hayoim? B'shoa she'ain tzeil l'choberia, where there's no creature that has a shade. Because as the Charedim points out here, the rest of the day where the sun is on an angle, either in the east or the west, so when the sun is angling from the east, a person has a shade to the west. When the sun is setting in the west, then a person has a shade to the east. But at midday, at Chatzois, the sun is over the heads of people, and at that point, there's absolutely no shade for animals, for humans. There is absolutely no shade. Ein tzeil l'chorberia, and that's what it means, k'choyim hayoyim, at the end of the sixth hour.
Continues the Gemara, Rabbi Yassa matzli b'tlashan. Rabbi Yassa used to daven in the third hour, as the Pnei Moshe explains, l'fish is man krishma hu, u'kedei lismach gulu l'tfila. He wanted to make sure that he says krishma at the right time, which is before the end of the third hour, and then he has the brachas of krishma and gual yisrael and being soimach gulu l'tfila. So he davened Shmon Esrei with krishma together in the third hour, and he was yoytzei everything. Rabbi Chiya bar Vo matzli b'tlashen, he did the same thing. Rabbi Rechia chamune, he was seen kori krishma, reciting the krishma umatzli and davening Shmon Esrei boser t'lashen. He was seen doing it in the fourth hour. Frek the Gemara v'hataninan, we have learned in the Mishnah hakori mikan ve'elach, if somebody reads krishma after the end of the third hour, loy hifsid, he has not lost out. In other words, that he's doing something which has no value. He's ka'adam shukar b'tara. It's not worse than someone who's learning Torah. However, he doesn't have the schar of saying krishma. As the Pnei Moshe explains, the ein loy schar krishma ach gimel shos elik yikar b'tara umay time ovid hachi. So the Gemara is asking, how could he have done such a thing? A tzaddik like Rabbi Brechia, how is it possible that he would daven krishma and shman esrei after the third hour when he's not yoytze the mitzvah of krishma, even though he's getting schar for limana taira, but avad l'chatchili, you have to do the mitzvah of krishma? Answers the Gemara, namer, we will have to say that kvar kibel malchus shemayim bo inaso, that as the Pnei Moshe explains in Divrei Hamaskel Neymar, Shekacho Yonayeg, we'll have to say that this was his minik, Kfar Kibel Malkush Shemayim Boinasa, V'kairi Kriyishma B'loi Birchaseo. He had a minion that used to meet in the fourth hour. So he wanted to say Kriyishma at the right time, so he said it in the third hour. But then he said it without the brachas. V'yamamtin L'spalim at Sibur, he waited to daven with a minion. V'kara Kriyishma Ema brachas. He said krishma with the brachas v'lismach gulu l'tfila, and that he all did in the fourth hour.
So since he didn't have an available minyan in the third hour, and he wanted a daven b'tzibur, so this was the best thing that he could do. He said Kriya Shema in the third hour, and he did the rest in the fourth hour. However, the Aruch HaShulchan in Simen Mem Vav Sif Tes Vav tells us, V'zeh L'shoinai V'rabaseinu Kishi Yitiru Zeh L'Yitiru Rak B'mikra V'loi B'kviyas. Because the Aruch HaShulchan there speaks about people who are saying Kriya Shema. They're saying it with tefillin. They're not just saying the first parsha of Kriya Shema. They're saying all three parshas of Kriya Shema. They're saying it in the third hour. And then, let's say, they learn and they join a minyan to say the brachas of Kriya Shema and Samech Gula Tefillah in the fourth hour with Shemoneh Esrei. Says the Aruch HaShulchan, in the case here, for example, of Reb Brechia, apparently there was no other minyan. And therefore, he was forced into the situation. But for a person to establish his davening pattern, bekvias, in such a manner, says the Aruch HaShulchan, that's definitely not what Chazal wanted him to do, and therefore he should refrain from doing this. If it happened, then he's allowed to, but it shouldn't be the way that he sets up his schedule of tefillah, but rather he should be noeg l'chatchila like Rabbi Yassin and Rabbi Chiya Bar Vo, who used to daven everything before the end of the third hour, so they would have Kriya Shema with the brachas, with tefillin, with Samech Gula tefillah, with Shemoneh Esrei. Everything was done in the third hour. That is how a person should be noeg l'chatchila. Continues the Gemara, Ime Edus Lamed Rav Yehuda. When we learned the Gemara beginning with the quote from the Mishnah Rabbi Yehuda, Oimer Adar Bo Shois, and the Gemara started, Midivrei Torah Lamed Rabbi Yehuda, we learned it as a statement, but actually that is not correct. As we see from the Gemara here, this is the other tzad of the Shaila here. The Gemara is actually, on this Amud, asking a question. The first part is Midivrei Torah Lamed Rabbi Yehuda. Did Rabbi Yehuda learn it from the Torah, as we explained the psukim concerning the mon, making a gzeirah shavah between the mon and the tamid, boiker, boiker. So was it a din that it was derived from chumash, from the Torah? And here's the end of that shaila. No, imei edus lamed Rabbi Yehuda. Or perhaps Rabbi Yehuda didn't learn it directly from the chumash, but he learned it from a certain testimony that one is allowed to bring the korban tamid until the end of the fourth hour, and likewise to daven till the end of the fourth hour. What is this testimony, which we actually find in Masech the Idias as well? The Mar Rav Simon, which is the Omar Rav Simon. Rav Simon said, "B'shem Rav Yeshua ben Levi, in the name of Rav Yeshua ben Levi, b'mei Malchus Yavin, in the days of the Yevonim, when they surrounded, when Antiochus surrounded Yerushalayim, Hayu Mishalshalin, during that siege of Yerushalayim, they would lower Hayu Mishalshalin Lahan Shtei Kupoy Shel Zov. So Klal Yisrael, in order to get lambs for the Tamid Shel Shachar and Tamid Shel Ben Arbayim, they would lower each day two boxes full of gold. Vahayu Malalin Shnei Tloyim, and they would let two lambs go up. The Greeks would allow two lambs to go up, and Klal Yisrael would use it for the Tamidim. Pamachas, one time it happened. Shilshulam Shnei Kubishozov, Klal Yisrael lowered down two boxes of gold. Vayumal Lan Shnei Gedim, instead of two lambs, they had Klal Yisrael bring up two goats. And the Pnei Moshe says here, Divrei HaMaskil, Volume Malin, four lines from the bottom in the right-hand column, V'heim loy hayu rotzim l'shanois l'mashar yonayigin l'hakrif t'loim l'tmidin. They didn't want to change their minig. Their minig was always to bring sheep, as it says in the Torah, keves, a sheep to bring, as a keves echad tasa boyim, as a keves hasheni tasa ben arboyim. So they didn't want to bring goats. They wanted to do their minig of sheep. However, in the Sifri Zuta, we find that the Sifri Zuta says beferish keves v'loigdi. that it's an isser, in fact. A person is allowed to bring for the Tamid only a keves, only a lamb, and he's not allowed to bring, the Klal Yisrael was not allowed to bring as Tamid Shel Shachar, Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim, goats. So it's not like the Pnei Moshe, according to the Sifri Zuta. So, Ba'oisa Shah, they needed sheep. So at that time, Heira Kadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem enlightened their eyes. Umatzu Shnei Taloyim, they found two lambs, Muvukarm. There was a siman on them that they had been checked, that they had no mum on them. Belishkas HaTaloyim, in the chamber of the lambs. And they brought those two lambs as the Tamid Shel Shachar, Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim. Aloysa Shah, by the time that they searched around and they found these two lambs, it was already at the end of the fourth hour. Aloysa Shah had Rabbi Yehuda Bar Bava. Rabbi Yehuda Bar Bava gave testimony in Masechta Idiyos, Al Tamid Shel Shachar Shekar Bar Bava. We see that the Tamid Shel Shachar, you're allowed to bring it until the end of the fourth hour, because that was the maisa that happened over there. Usually they would bring it earlier in the morning, but that time they had to scrounge around to find two lambs until they found them in the Lishkas HaTaloyim. By the time that they were makrovit, it was at the end of the fourth hour. So we see an edus from Rabbi Yehuda Bar Bava that you could bring the Tamid Shel Shachar until the end of the fourth hour. So that's our Gemara Shaila here. When Rabbi Yehuda said that Shachar is connected to Tamid Shel Shachar until the end of the fourth hour, was that based on the pasuk of Vecham HaShemesh V'Namas, which is Bar Boa Shos, and then Exer Rishava Biker to the Tamid, and that's how we learn out the Tamid was till the end of the fourth hour? Or was it from the testimony of Rabbi Yehuda Bar Bava concerning the Yevamnim who sieged around Yerushalayim and did not permit the sheep to be brought as a korban? Amar Rabbi Levi, said Rabbi Levi, Af bimei malchus harishah hazoy toy mishal shalin lan shteku b'shozov. This was not only a story that happened during Bai Sheni to the Klal Yisrael concerning the Yevanim, but it was also concerning this evil empire, which they are referring to the Roman Empire. Also, what they used to do is they would lower two boxes of gold, they would let them bring up two sheep, but at the end, Klaishol lower two boxes of gold, and the Romans gave in the boxes two pigs. And Klal Yisrael, when they were bringing these pigs up in the box, and perhaps in the distance they couldn't see exactly what they were bringing, but while they were going up the wall, it didn't take even halfway up the wall, one of the pigs stuck out his hoof into the wall, and the whole wall was shaking. The kofetz arbo parsa me'eretz Yisrael. The Pnei Moshe at the end of the Amid here, the kofetz says hachazir arbo parsa me'eretz Yisrael. When this happened, the chazir jumped out of the box apparently, and he ran out. Well, he flew out 40 parsois from Eretz Yisrael. And others, according to the Yifei Mara, the pshat is that Eretz Yisrael itself, there was an earthquake, and there was missing from Eretz Yisrael 40 parts of land, because that land was sunken into the ground as a result of the earthquake that caused the wall and all of Eretz Yisrael to shake. But here we have the two pshatim. The Pnei Moshe says the kofetz goes on the chazir, and the Yifei Mara says it's going on Eretz Yisrael itself that lost land because of the earthquake. What else happened? Ba'isa Shah, says the Gemara, Gormu Havainis. That was the critical moment when the Averis of Klal Yisrael went over to the side of destruction. the averus caused the destruction of the Beis Hamikdash and of Yerushalayim. Ubatul HaTamid, this was on Shiva Asar B'Tamas. And one of the five things that happened on Shiva Asar B'Tamas was that the Tamid was Batul, because from then on until the Churban on Tisha B'Av, they did not have any sheep to bring the Tamid Shal Shachar and Tamid Shal Bein Arbayim. And eventually, the Chorav HaBayis, the Bayis itself, the Beis Hamikdash, was destroyed.